Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy. We go right across regional Australia, 100% Australian-owned energy provider. Young man on the move, Plough, at Collingwood, and you are a big rap for him, is Jonathan Marsh. He'll join us in a moment.
Yeah, Tony, just a very, very athletic player. I remember sort of seeing him coming through the under-18 system going back when he was playing with WA, and great to see him playing some really good footy.
Before we catch up with him, both the Collingwood Football Club and Moy share a sponsor, and that is the TAC getting the message out. And at the moment, it's the Safer Pete Plater's message. Here's a few words from the Collingwood coach.
The TAC has a vision of zero deaths and zero serious injuries on our roads. Side by side, we stick together to achieve this goal. There's no one someone won't miss. Make your pledge towards zero.
Nathan Buckley, and absolutely great message from the TAC. We welcome Jonathan Marsh from the Collingwood Football Club. Joining us now. Thanks for your time, Jonathan.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Just on that with sponsors, and we understand how important the TAC messages are, and they're many and varied. We've got the zero deaths on the road push. There's the Safer P Platers push. Just what sort of education as a young group do the players actually get at the footy club, obviously involved with the TAC?
Yeah, we get sat down and gone through it pretty extensively, actually. It's a major issue. And just on it, you know, it's our round 23 match partner this week, so that's why we're focusing pretty heavily on it. So we've had a discussion about it as young players and the rights and wrongs of how to go about it. So it's a great program that they're running, and it's they're our match partner this week, but you know, we've been going with them all year and
sure,
trying to help them out there. And there's some pretty good stats here. So there's one of that resonated with me. It's for every death on our roads, there's an average of 20 people around them that are affected for a lifetime, and that's just huge. So, you know, that's what Collingwood and TSC are working together, so it's a great cause.
Good stuff.
Jonathan, there's virtually no one that hasn't been hit by it at some stage, you know, known a friend or a friend of a friend that's been affected in some way by the road toll, and the AFL football itself had that happen this year with Brett Ratten's son.
Yeah, exactly. It's really tragic, you know. It's not necessary as well. It's one of those things that you try and get some prevention and awareness out on it. It's just to lower the numbers, and it's just something that just doesn't need to happen. And like I said, it's pretty devastating and unfortunate for the families that are involved. And, you know, I can't speak highly enough of the program they're running here just to try and minimise the deaths, or, you know, try and get a zero death toll, which would be ultimately great.
Well, it's a great message and fantastic for the Collingwood Football Club to be supporting that. And what also was fantastic was the performance last Friday night. I thought you blokes, coming off the back of a shock of the week before, really put your best foot forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. I got to sit on the sidelines for a half and just watch the boys go about it. And I was pretty proud sitting on the sidelines, and I got to jump in the action after half time. And it was a bit like Buckley said in the post-game review, just said, you know, it was a lot of pride on the line, and we knew we stuffed up a bit the week before against Richmond. We just want to go out there and make amends for ourselves and obviously for our fans. So we did a really good job, and I was proud of the boys.
So how was that review from the week before? How was it handled? Was it a critical look at what happened against the Tigers, or was it, okay, this is what they did, this is what you guys did, and what are we going to do about it? How did that sort of play out the week leading up to the Cats? Because, boy, oh boy, there's a huge difference between the resolve and the two matches.
Yeah, it was actually, this might surprise you, it was a calm approach to the review and what we were doing. We didn't have the alarm bells ringing by any means. We went through calmly about what we needed to do, obviously what they did, but it was more what we did and didn't do and what we brought or didn't bring, in other words. So it was very calmly gone through, and we just worked out what we needed to work out. And, you know, a couple of things were said for the boys that helped us out, and obviously we went out there on the weekend and made amends, which is lovely.
How late was the late change with Clokey? Because no one seemed to sort of know anything much that it was going to play out that way, and all of a sudden, Jeff White was, well, Whitey, I should say, was on the ground playing.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was a pretty early one, but I think he still managed to get out on the second warm up. So
right.
he did have a bit of time to get going, get his head through the late inclusion. So it wasn't a drastic one like Matthew Schoenberg a couple of weeks ago when he was basically out. With only a couple of minutes to go, I think.
Tell us about the journey. It's a four-week journey that started. You've been over in Melbourne for a year and a half, and there's a story that's attached to your debut, which I'm not sure how much common knowledge, but our listeners will hear it and probably shake their heads, and with a bit of more than just a touch of irony. So 4 weeks ago, you get the call-up. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so got the call-up from Bucks, and he just filled me in on I'd be making my debut, and obviously my head's just blown up. So ever since I started playing footy, this was the dream and the goal, and finally I was realising that. So it's just amazing after a very hunger-building year and a half over here in Melbourne. So there's a lot of emotions running around, and then I finally got to the day and had the win, and it was a fantastic feeling. Parents and family and friends were over and got to watch me and stay with me. Went out for a nice dinner that night, so it was all going well. And then on the Sunday, when my parents got home, found out that they were burgled as they were away to celebrate my debut, which is a massive downside to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite unfortunate.
It's far from pleasant. Plough, I'm a couple of times I've been robbed at the house, and I know you have as well. What did Mum and Dad think about it when, like a week or two on, when they've thought about it at all? Let's try and catch the miscreants that did this. Is there any hope of finding the people who actually did it, or do they see it and sort of sit back and say, well, if the house gets robbed, we see our son plays first game of AFL football, the latter outweighs the former by plenty?
Yeah, I think you could chuck a bit of all of that into their mindsets right now, I suppose. Obviously, they were thinking, we're pretty lucky. What if this wasn't a coincidence and they just happened to hit that night? And if we were there, so they were pretty lucky that, they were in Melbourne and watching me. On the other hand, like the jewellery and stuff that got stolen was pretty special with my family. So it was, I don't think, after how long it's been with the burglar, I think the hopes are pretty slim of recovering. All that's probably, flogged off or something like that. So
it's awful. Got this vision of all of you young men that come from Margaret River, that you all love surfing and you all love listening to Xavier Rudd. So tell us, are you a surfer, and do you love listening to the multi-talented, multi-instrument playing sort of surfy music god of Australia, Xavier Rudd?
I've copped this question quite a lot, obviously, coming from Margaret River, and I'm sorry to disappoint, I'm not much of a surfer. I had, my social group at school was the basketballers and the footballers, not the surfers, so it just wasn't something that appealed to me, really. And on regards to Xavier Rudd, it's not exactly my cup of tea either, so I'm not the person coming out of Margaret River.
Oh, zip from two.
Okay.
Now, just about your own career, you just mentioned that it took a little bit of time just to sort of get yourself established. How did you find breaking into AFL footy? What were some of the more difficult things for you?
Yeah, so I found breaking into AFL footy, it was a long road, and I wouldn't put the word frustrating on it. That's pretty negative. I think, like I said before, it was pretty hunger building. So by the time I got in there, I felt comfortable that I was able to play my role. But obviously, the hardest thing for me is just the size of the MCG and the intensity that the AFL is running at. It's a massive step up from VFL, and even a forward that won't kick six goals or seven goals is still working harder than or as hard as the bloke that is. And that's probably what I've had to learn and try and step over, is that intensity and that work rate that no matter what kind of game they're playing, they're still running at a very high intensity.
I think there's a lot of people that see a really bright future for the Collingwood Football Club. You have a look on the weekend yourself, Maynard, Moore, Sharonberg, Degoe, Greenwood and Crisp just coming to the football club. Gee, Langdon seems like he's an old fella, and he's only been there 12 months himself. So a real lot to look forward to. And really, from a young bloke like yourself, a good core of young blokes all going to come through together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's so exciting. I know a couple of people were saying that this season for Collingwood's a write-off, but you see the games and the number of debuts we've had and the games we've gotten to the young blokes. It's so exciting. And, those blokes have stepped up and played a role and done extremely well, and they're only going to get better for the experience. So no matter what anyone says about this year, I'm looking forward to the future. It's going to be great, and it's pretty bright.
When Rodney Ead was coach of the Western Bulldogs, Brian Lake and he didn't quite see eye to eye. And Edie had a little sort of way of just when something went wrong, Lakey would tend to be the fall guy. When something goes wrong at Collingwood, is the Prince of Perth the bloke that Bucks goes to first, Alex Fasolo, and just to almost make you say, come on, Alex, for goodness sake, you know, you shouldn't be doing that.
No, I think it's actually in the reverse. When we need a bit of a pick-me-up, we probably turn to Fazzy. But, if something goes wrong in the club, you can't. And Bucks is a much better coach than that, just picking out or singling out one player. So, no, there's nothing like that going on.
Player, did you ever see... Yeah, you coach two teams. Player, did you ever have a little favourite that you just like to give a little bit of extra attention to?
Well, the one bloke that I used to give it to more than anyone else was Tony Liberatore, because I know he could take it. And so if you wanted to give a sort of a larger message to the group, you could actually single Liber, and he was bulletproof.
Final one, and it's lovely to have a chat with you too, Jonathan. Sunday afternoon, we're reading all sort of manner of resting and everything like that, but the genuine importance getting over an old foe. How serious has the effort been this week in preparation?
Yeah, it's very important for us. Just obviously, we're not going to make finals, and like I said, some people are saying this year has been a bit of a dud for us, but we're pretty happy with the direction we're going, and just for that finishing touch, it's going to be important just to get over the line and just to get something else out of the season. Obviously, we've debuted a lot of blokes, but just to finish on a good note and go into the off season with some real drive and follow into the 2016 season, I think would be very important for us.
Hey, terrific to talk to you, Jonathan. Much success as your career blossoms in 2016 and beyond.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
No, you're very, very kind, and lovely to talk to you. Jonathan Marsh from the Collingwood Football Club. Very 10-second pen picks. What do you like about him?
Oh, athleticism. I think that's going to be his main thing. He can play tall or small, but, yeah, very powerful player.
You're listening to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy.